This week at Riddington Baptist Church, we have a range of different events taking place online for people to take part in and explore the Easter story. And so today, for our weekly thought, I'll bring you a shorter reflection, which is a reflection that I shared this past Sunday on BBC Radio Nottingham. But I thought I'd share it with all of you as well. Easter is a time full of ups and downs, happiness and sadness, joy and grief. For Christians, it's a week full of emotion. It begins with Palm Sunday, a day when we remember the triumphal entry of Jesus riding on the back of a donkey into Jerusalem, with crowds of people shouting his praises and celebrating him as their king. He was the Messiah who had come to save them from oppression. This was a day of extreme joy and celebration. But for us who mark this occasion, we do so with a bitter taste in our mouths, knowing the events that unravel as Holy Week progresses. The Easter story suddenly takes a turn from joy and celebration to scenes of betrayal and suffering and grief. Of course, I'm talking about the fact that 5 days after Palm Sunday, Jesus is put to death on a cross. How do we possibly make sense of times like these? Scenes of joy and peace so quickly turning to grief and despair. Well, in the case of the Easter narrative, we cope with the sorrow of Good Friday by holding on to the fact that this is not the end of the story. 3 days after his death, Jesus comes back to life. Easter week ends with the most incredible celebration because Jesus is alive. In a time of struggle and crisis, we can often wonder if things are going to get better. In Psalm 30, it tells us that weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. This is the promise of Easter week, that death and sorrow aren't the end of the story because Jesus is alive and is offering us the most incredible gift of new life. This is also the promise that we can hold on to in our current context as we face the threat of coronavirus. This is a challenging time, and this is a Good Friday experience. It may be some time before normality is restored, but let me reassure you, this isn't the end of the story. Weeping may stay for a night, but joy comes in the morning.